ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This evening we will continue the discussions on Sri Braj Vilas Stava. I'm thinking that this book Raghunath Das Goswami has built a jeweled staircase, a stairways to Goloka Vrindavan. See, normally we know that everything happens in spiritual life through revelation, but we are also informed that we should see through the eyes of the Shastras. In other words, although we may not have eyes to see the spiritual reality, if we take the eyes from the Shastras, we can see it. In the afternoon, I was at Apsarakund. There's a little temple I like to go to, and then I sat at the Kund. And in the beginning, when there was still sun, I felt a little bit sad because two of my very good friends have died at Apsarakund. These are big, big trees. You see, when you are in Vrindavan and you know the different holy places, you feel profound grief when you see that the dam by the external vision dies. You feel very much grief in the heart. And I was exhausted because somehow I didn't rest after my meals today. There was no time, but I was very exhausted. And then the mosquitoes came, and I was just sitting a little bit like this in a very weak body, the Apsarakund, and my mind was lamenting. And then I said, well, you are now for a short time in Braj. You can anyways not see Braj with your material eyes. What you see with the material eyes is only an external manifestation of Braj. You can see Braj only through the eyes of the Shastras. I then remembered the Bhakti Ratnaka, where Apsarakund is described, and whatever I could remember about what is described in scripture, I remembered, and I do not know what it was. All of a sudden I saw everything differently. I could see that the eternal Vrindavan can never be destroyed. I could see that very much before my not see, but I could understand it. And not only understand, I could feel it, because I don't know, it became dark, and I just felt so much touched by the sweetness of Brahaj. It seems when the Brahaj which we see with the external eyes becomes hidden by the darkness, then the sweetness can come much, much better through. So, by giving us eyes of Braj Bilas Stava, Raghunathas Goswami helps us to overcome the limitations of what our senses see and see the real transcendental world. This is very encouraging to hear. So yesterday he talked about Lalita Sakhi. Now, what is always very nice for devotees to hear is that Lalita Sakhi, and now that these devotees are real personalities. And in the 18th century, there lived in Vrindavan there was one Krishna Das who served as a doorman, a chokidar, in Jaipur. After some time, he thought, "Here are so many rich people, and I want to go to Vrindavan." So he came to Vrindavan, stayed near to the Nandagram forest, in a forest called, if I remember properly, Doman. And he was very, in the course of staying there, he lived very simple. He begged some big rotis from Nandagram. I don't know if you have ever seen the Nandagram rotis. They are this big. Because Krishna and Balaram like it big. That's what they tell you in Nandagram. So they... I remember I once ate there and discussed with the people, why do they cook these huge rotis? I mean, you need 20 people to eat one. And he said, no, Krishna Balaram like it like this. So anyways, so he took this roti and he mixed it with a little water and neem tree. And neem tree leaves, this is bitter. And maybe the water was not double osmosis water, or not spring water from Switzerland like we have. At least he got a very bad stomach and he became very ill. And he became so weak that he could not continue his Madhukari. So one day Radharani said to Lalita, "Lalita, you are in charge of the sadhakas here. On my behalf, do you want to blemish my name by letting him waste away? Can you tolerate this?" You know, Radha is the queen of Vrindavan, and if someone suffers in her kingdom, she feels it's her responsibility. Therefore, if you have any trouble, just go to Radha and it will be taken care of. It was interesting today. That's also why I couldn't sleep. I had a visit from one of my Babaji friends from Mukherjee, who lives there in the jungle. And he said to me, now I asked him, "What do you do with all the snakes?" Mukherjee means snakes. He says, "I know." And what do you do? Then he said, "The snakes only bite you if you have done aparad." And then he said, that he was the one Brij Basi lady, very pious lady, was working in the field, and a big snake came and cut her. She cut her. So the Brij Basi lady, very strong lady, takes the snake and just throws it away, and the snake again comes to her and cuts her. 3 times. But because she had done no aparat, the snake poison couldn't do anything. He said he also was once doing bhajan, and the snake came and went up like this, a cobra. And he just chanted, Radhe, Radhe. They had no fear, and the snake couldn't do anything. Because snake means it bites those who have done aparat. That's what Krishna says in the Bhagavatam. Also that those who neglect the worship of Krishna, who do this aparat, they will be bitten by snakes. So if you are pujaris, please do your puja properly, so that you are not bitten by snakes. Especially if you Giriyash pujaris. Anyways, so Radha said, Lalita, you go at once and take care of this Krishna Das. So Lalita took a form of a little girl and brought a plate which she received from Radharani with prasadam. And when Krishna Das just smelled the fragrance from this plate, every cell of his body got strength and he became healthy. But he had become so diseased that his eyes were already blind. So Lalita said to him, Baba, you don't see very well. Now that's the problem. That's why I can't do any longer Madhukarya. I'm just so blind. Oh, no problem, said Lalita. My mother has given me a balm, a salve, an ointment, and I will just apply it now on your eyes. Just close your eyes, and tomorrow everything will be all right. And that salve was applied, and next morning Krishna Das could see. When I lived in Suryakund, I stayed for 1 month, that's not really long, Suryakund, there is something like an island, and there's one Gopal Baba lived on this island, a devotee from Manipur, and he also had become blind. He also reports that a divine being came to him. He didn't say who it was, and gave him cream on the eyes and a harinam chatter around the head, and then he became seeing again. So what I want to express with this contemporary story is that these personalities are there. They are real. Yesterday I asked you, do you believe that they are real? And today we will hear about another personality. Who do you think will be discussed after Lalita? Krishna. You know everything. Pranaya Lalita Namas Parabhumistayoya Brajapura Navayunoya Chakantam Pikanam Nayati Paramadashtat Divyagane Natoshya Pratayatu Mama Diksham Hantasevam Vishakam. May Vishaka, who is very expert in the art of pleasing Sri Sri Radha and Krishna by her sublime jokes and singing, kindly be pleased to teach me singing. She defeats the sound of the cuckoo by the sweet and transcendental sound of her music. This is also Rupa Goswami's request. may the Sakis teach me the arts which I need in order to please Radha and Krishna. And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, at the lotus feet of Sri Vishakha, I will learn music and songs, which are all abounding in the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. Sri Vishakha Pada Sangita Shikibo. All of the other Sakis in our group, including Sri Rati Manjari and Sri Rasamanjari, will also deal most affectionately with me. All the 8 Sakis are expert in certain arts. Lalita can raise a very good argument even against Krishna. Vishakha is singing very nicely. Chitra makes nice pictures. And either Ranga Devi or her sister Sudevi know the art of sweets. I forgot. But, each Sakhi is expert in a certain art, and the sadhakas in this world pray traditionally to these Sakhis to become trained or empowered in the different arts. And I like very much that we go to Vishakha if we want to learn singing. Rupa Goswami writes in Radha Krishna Ganodesha Deepika, among the 8 gopis, Vishakha is the second. Her behavior, qualities and determination are similar to that of Lalita. That means she's also in Vamayabha. She was born almost at the same time as Radhika. The same time. Her dress looks like the sky, full of stars. It's a blue dress with yellow stars. This would be... Actually, modern saris are not really so interesting. I've not seen peacock saris and star saris. In other words, she wears a blue garment with white star dots. Her bodily complexion is like lightning. That means she is a little bit more bright than Lalita. And her father, if you are interested, is Pavana, who is the son of Mukhara's sister. Vishakha's mother is Yatila's niece named Dakshina. Vishakha's father's name is Vahika. Why so much detail? It is to convince us this is a real spiritual family up there. It is full with so many family relationships. Here is where we can experience transcendental happiness. May Vishakha, who is very expert in the art of pleasing Sri Sri Radha Krishna by her sublime jokes and singing, kindly be pleased to teach me singing. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us a very nice story about how Vishakha pleases Radha and Krishna with her different activities. Once Radha comes to Vishakha and it says, make Krishna very favorably inclined to me in such a way that he will come to me on his own accord. How can I do this? Asked Vishakha. Well, if you go and pick flowers, you should say, and you should sing about me. Then Krishna will come and listen to you, and he will ask you, what about whom did you sing? And then you have to answer, about no one. Then Krishna's interest will be highly raised, and he will ask, Sakhi, who is that personality with the divine qualities which you were singing about? And you, then you have to say, "Oh Krishna, you and her are so different. She is pure and you are very dirty with the cow dung all around you. She is very steady, but you are very unsteady. She is very devoted to her husband, whereas you are a womanizer." So then Krishna will argue with you. He will say, "I'm not dirty. I'm very pure. That's when someone, even when someone just takes my name, he gets purified. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I am also not unsteady, but extremely steady. For 7 days and nights, without interruption, I was holding the Govardhan hill." This is an example of steadiness, no? And you say she is loyal to her husband, whereas I am not to be trusted around women. I am praised by Durvasa Muni as the perfect brahmachari. So your allegations are totally unfounded. Yeah, you have to say, "But she is so good, Krishna. And you are just so crafty and clever in your intelligence. You're not so good. You're not so good. It's simple. You are very complicated." And Krishna says, "Oh, come on," says, "Oh, come on, Vishaka. How can I meet her? I don't even have to meet her from the front. I'm satisfied if I meet her from the back." Then Vishaka says, "Radharani," remember this, all Radharani talking. "Vishaka, you do one thing. When you meet Krishna and he asks you finally how he can meet me, you say that I'm in the custom of worshipping the sun god. I have this custom that he should make a little temple in the Govardhan caves, and there I will go and inaugurate the sun god puja in this temple. And then he can see me from the back. He can offer his obeisance. Vishaka, make Krishna inclined to me. It is not good if I always run after Krishna. It must be changed." You know, this idea has been given to Radharani, of course, by who? By Lalita, who always wants the balance of power, you know, who is always irritated if Krishna is too controlling in regards to Radharani. She always instructs Radha, Lalita always instructs Lalita that she should stand up to Krishna. No? So then Radharani instructs Vishaka, and Vishaka goes and does make Krishna inclined to Radha as a servant of Radha. This is how the Sakis, that's one of the different functions. The Sakis actually enable the divine pastime of Radha and Krishna. The Sakis are the birthplace of Radha Krishna Leela. Without Sakis, there's no Radha Krishna Leela. That's very important. That's maybe a new point, but it is due to this reason that if we want to enter the sweetness of Vrindavan, we will ask the Sakis, the orchestrators, to come to pray on or to say a good word on our behalf. This whole Gaudiya Vaishnav line functions in asking for prayers to establish the contact with the divine couple. And I like this so much, and I feel this every morning. It's now going every morning. I have this wonderful opportunity to offer Srila Prabhupada a light and to water Vrinda Devi and to beg for the blessings of Guru and of my spirit, exalted spirit, to Master and Guru and Vrinda Devi. And I see really with this new concept of asking for blessings, there is some wind in my little boat, and my little boat goes forward. And I think this power of blessing is very, very important if you wish to enter the Vrindavan consciousness. It's always, there's this famous verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who talks about his identity. He first talks about what he is not, a brahmana, and he doesn't hold any position in the Vairas, because really he is not the body, he is the eternal spiritual soul, and as a soul he is the servant of the servant of the servant. This is Vaishnava, the Vaishnava quality. And if you want to really please Krishna with one quality which makes him attracted, it's this dinatva, this humbleness which brings you into the position of the servant of the servant. If you want to be in Vrindavan, that service spirit to Krishna's devotees is very important. I think with one exception, the mosquitoes. I don't even know, the mosquitoes are so mosquito-like. Their blood, after the blood, they have a little crooked mentality. I've never actually... Anyway, that's beside the point. So... But actually, I think from a very transcendental point of view, even the mosquitoes have their place in Krishna Leela. I remember vaguely reading something about mosquitoes. I can't imagine that they do what they do here in this world. Anyways, that's not the point. So this servitude, it's very, very, very important. Das Anudasa. And I'm very happy to hear that very soon there will be the service to the widows who have taken shelter at Radha Kund. I think the date is set towards the end of the last day of Kartik, when the devotees will try to serve these great souls who have taken shelter here in the hopes that Krishna will reveal themselves to them. So, this is a little bit Vishagavi here about the different devotees from the Krishna Leela, and we can pray for certain talents. This is the Vishakha has sings like a cuckoo on the fifth note, very sweet. Have you heard the cuckoo here in Vinda? Very, very sweet. Cuckoo. They have this very sweet sound, but I have heard the cuckoo in Germany, but the Braj cuckoos, oh my God, they are empowered to sing extremely sweet. They are Vishakha has a voice like that. Amazing, isn't it? So Raghunath Das Goswami is talking about these personalities. Is there anything else which I remember about Vishakha? I think we have this very nice song to Vishakha, which would, I think, please you all very much. Sanskrit. Shina. Yeah, she's. You think to her, the Yamuna is another form of Vishakha, and you glorify her. 233. With the Yamuna Shtakam. You can see these are really divine personalities. They have the form of personalities and rivers. They are very, very, very. This is the Yamuna Ashtakam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us this prayer in his purports to Mana Shiksha as singing to Vishakha. Hare Krishna. This is all what I wanted to say about Vishakha Devi. I hope that you are inspired by your stay here in Vrindavan, and that you will be blessed with a sweet voice for your kirtan here in Vrindavan. Tomorrow, you might have heard, we have been asked to inaugurate the land. It is near to the place where Krishna was defeating the Agasura demon. We are so fortunate as to sing the holy names on that land for the pleasure of Krishna, pleasure of Radha. And I will go to bed today and ask, please, Vishakha, give me a cuckoo-like voice. The different songs which Vishakha teaches. There's one song, however, which Radharani teaches. It is when Krishna faints from happiness. Then Radha has taught her little servants, the Manjaris, the songs to bring Krishna back to his consciousness. That is there. All right, so I will end here. I'm sorry, today I'm a little bit tired, but that means we can do something against it by going a little earlier to bed. Hare Krishna. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Radha Kund Shyama Kund ki jai. Oh, Vrindavan Bihari Krishna ki jai, Shrimati Radharani ki jai, Shri Kartik Mas ki jai, Shri Damodar Vrata ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.